everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. Hope you had a great Independence Day weekend, great three-day weekend. I've got John Couch on the other side of the glass, engineering and producing our program on this Tuesday, even though it feels like Monday, July 6, 2021. Now 10 and a half years into our radio project. So we're coming up at the end of this year, 11 full years on the radio. The radio station is 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. The Buckmaster Show live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Joining us on the live line are Washington and governmental affairs specialist Terry Bracey, whose unique role in representing Tucson's interests began with a 10-year stint on the staff of the famed Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry was then appointed to sub-cabinet positions by President Carter and subsequently served under four presidents of both parties. He's the founding partner of the respected public affairs firm of Bracey Tucker Brown, which has worked on many of Tucson's successes in the nation's capital. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm very hot, but I'm good. I had my session with my tennis pro this morning, and I'll tell you, it was 90 degrees and humid, and I think I'm getting to be an old man.
I'm
exhausted.
Yeah, we are still following baseball very carefully. The All-Star game, I think, is 2 weeks from today. No, excuse me, a week from today. Everybody's talking about the good old spitball.
The sticky stuff. That's the big story. Big story in baseball. You know, Bill, I don't know if you played, but I was a catcher. And even going back to my high school and college years, pitchers always put stuff, rosin or something, on that ball. And mostly it was in that era to get a better grip. But as time wears on, pitchers in the National League and American League have found various substances which make their ball spin more. And when, as you know, when one of those 95-mile-an-hour fastballs picks up spin, it also moves and it's impossible to hit. So the league has come down on the pitchers finally, and we're beginning to see immediate results.
And
it's fun.
And to answer your question, I played Little League, Pony League, Colt League, high school baseball. So I was around the diamond quite a bit as a young person, I'll tell you that. Second base was my position. Terry, it appears that one of the big changes being led by President Biden is our foreign policy. Some changes there. Are you thinking he's on the right track here?
Well, I hesitate to make personal judgments because I'm not really a foreign policy expert, but I think this is really where he's made a dramatic change, even more than on domestic policy. First, Bill, he's immediately reconnected us with our traditional allies and rejoined the climate accord, which may be the most important issue of our time. He's also, I think, shown real personal courage by calling for an end to our involvement in Afghanistan and simply pulling out our troops. He's getting pilloried, of course, by the foreign policy establishment, but he seems willing to pay the price.
And I recall you wrote a column supporting President Trump when he called for bringing the troops home.
Well, I did. I write for the Star, and I wrote a column. I don't often agree with President Trump, but boy, he had my support for that one. And yet, as I feared, soon after the announcement was made, he rescinded the order. Bill, the military establishment had gotten to him. And Bill, you know, with a brief episodes of peace, our country has been at war since I was born during World War II. I mean, that was a necessary war, as was Korea. That fought for our democracy. But then came these disastrous wars of choice, beginning with Vietnam, and then on to the Middle East. Millions of lives, trillions of dollars wasted because of bullheaded leaders who wouldn't admit mistakes and learn the lessons of defeat. I hate to speak ill of the dead, but the worst of them may well have been Donald Rumsfeld.
And of course, Donald Rumsfeld, who passed away last week. So he's a very, very controversial player in all of this.
Well, he is. He's the kind of guy who does very well in Washington. He started out as a Republican congressman while I was still on Capitol Hill in the late 1960s, and he had a real aptitude for the acquisition of power. He got close to then House Minority Leader Gerald Ford, and when Ford became president after the Nixon resignation, Rumsfeld shows up as Secretary of Defense. Again, the strong objection against the very strong objections of his father, George W. Bush rehired Rumsfeld to lead the Pentagon in 2001. And of course, following the 9/11 attack, it was just predictable. Rumsfeld led the nation into wars in the Middle East, which are now considered to be the worst foreign policy blunder in a century and perhaps in American history.
So did we learn some lessons from all of this, Terry Bracey?
Oh, Bill, I'm hopeful. Remember, you know, this president now believed Rumsfeld and voted for the Iraqi invasion. And I think the fact that he admits that mistake and is bringing these wars to an end is really an act of refreshing honesty and courage. He understands that the Taliban is probably going to win, and but after 20 years, he's decided that it's up to that society to decide its own fate. And I think he's right.
What about the situation in Washington? Do you see a real change, let's call it the social atmosphere in D.C. these days?
It's really changed. I mean, it's noticeably changed. Just a little personal note, I played a golf tournament this weekend with three, and my foursome for 2 days were good golfers, three younger guys in their late 40s and early 50s. Who are Republicans. And we talked politics, but it had changed completely. There was no anger. Things had just calmed down. I think that the president has realized that maybe the most important contribution he can make in the short term is to calm the country down. And here in Washington, it just seems alive again. You go out the fireworks, all the thousands back watching the fireworks, and it was just a bipartisan salute to the country. There wasn't any of Trump's speeches or anything like that. It had become very political. So, yeah, I think there's a very noticeable change, and it's all for the good.
Terry, I've got a minute or so with you. The infrastructure situation, are we going to get that done?
Yeah. We're going to get a bill. there's a little bit of inside baseball going on here, and the president made something of a slip up when he said he signed one bill without the other. But at the end of the day, everyone wants infrastructure. I mean, the important thing that's happening is that Republican and Democratic officials across the country are calling their members of Congress and saying, hey, we need this. And we do. I mean, we need it in Tucson and across the state. We need our water infrastructure in Arizona to be renewed. We need so much. And I think across the country, that message is coming to the Congress. So I don't think McConnell will be able to play pure politics with this. I think what they'll do, he's smart, is they'll pass a bill and then the Republicans, voting against it, many of them will go out and claim credit.
All right, Terry Bracey, we will be touching base with you in a month or so. Going to be fun to watch the Phoenix Suns play for the national title. That game begins tonight on national TV. Should be fun. Hope the Suns win.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm a sports nut.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry. Have a great day.
Okay, Bill.
Bye-bye. Terry Bracey with us from Washington, D.C., where he said it is very hot and humid. So what else is new in the summer in D.C.? It can get pretty, pretty muggy. It's kind of muggy here in Tucson as well. We'll take our break right here. It's the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management.
Happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the Greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And it is Tuesday, Shelley, even though it feels kind of like a Monday. I hope you had a delightful 4th of July Independence Day weekend.
I had a really great weekend and a little bit of rain, which was really nice. And and slept through the fireworks, especially the privately led fireworks at 2 in the morning.
So yeah, there you
go. That was okay. How are you doing?
Doing very well. We had some very good news on the rain front. There was that microburst that parked itself over certain parts of town, lower foothills, and we were part of that on Friday afternoon and got about 2 inches
really?
Of rain. Yeah.
Gosh.
Enough to kind of wash out the driveway, but boy, was it welcome to see that rain. I'm so glad we got it because who knows, that might be the only rain we're going to get the whole summer.
We got a sprinkler, just enough to put mud on the car.
There you go. Well, it is, even though it feels like Monday, it's Tuesday and the markets.
And the markets acting
the markets,
like a Tuesday.
No, it's Tuesday and the markets are down. But
nothing to worry about, Bill.
No,
what we have here is an investor community that has built in what they think is going to be a very good recovery in the economy.
Right.
And then, you know, we get things like this Delta variant, and so it spooks some people. But remember, I mean, yeah, sure, we're down a couple of hundred points, but that's, you know, about 0.5%. Mm-hmm. You know, the numbers now are based on such a high number that when we see, you know, several hundred point swings, as a percentage of the movement for that day, it's not a real big number.
It's a very small percentage of 1%,
exactly.
Actually, when it gets to that area. One thing we can count on is the calendar changing, and it has. We're now into the third quarter. It's the mid-year point. Kind of the fiscal year has ended for many people, governmental agencies. But most of us should be thinking about, well, okay, we've got 6 months, had a pretty good 6 months, for many people, darn good investor
right.
6 month period. But let's look ahead now for the remainder of the year.
Right. So this is the meeting with your advisor that you should not miss.
There and you go.
This is really important to take a 6 month, you know, look back to see a couple of things about your portfolio. For instance, how are your investments doing? Not just how are they doing as standalone investments, but how are they doing in comparison to similarly balanced portfolios as yours? In other words, are your investments performing the way investments balanced that way should be performing? And what happens, especially when we've had movement in the NASDAQ and some other really good movement in just a six-month period, you also have to look. Normally, you would do this at the end of the year, but I think this year it's important to look to make sure that your portfolio is still balanced as you want it to be balanced. Because if your aggressive stuff has moved 20 or 30% and your non-aggressive stuff hasn't moved at all, then guess what? You're overly, you know, overly balanced on the aggressive side. So at that point, you really want to discuss with your advisor maybe some harvesting of losses that may be in the portfolio. You always have to be careful about the tax implications of what you're doing. Not if your investments are in an IRA or in a 401k, but if they are in non-qualified accounts, tax implications are always important.
How about cash on the side, the cash flow?
So cash flow is, especially if you're retired or near retirement, cash flow is something that you have planned with your advisor for taking cash on a regularly scheduled basis out of your investment accounts. And what you have to see is the cash that we plan to take sufficient to meet the needs we planned to meet with that cash, especially since we have a little bit of inflation right now. You might find that the cash that you've been taking isn't quite sufficient to meet your needs. And as a result, you might want to just take a look at reevaluating some of that.
Maybe you're taking too much cash.
Maybe you're taking too much.
It can go both ways.
Exactly. So you really need to, you know, take a look at it, see what's guaranteed, see what isn't guaranteed, and make any movements that you think, again, keeping tax implications always in mind to just, you know, make some changes that you think might be appropriate.
And going down the road, you want to talk to your investor about get his or her feelings on whether the investment growth is going to be there as it was in the first 6 months of the year.
You know, that is so important, Bill. The first thing you talk to your advisor about is what's your view of the economy?
Right.
And what's your view of where the markets are going? And what you have to do, and this is really the first things you do with an investment advisor, is come to a meeting of the minds on where the market is going for the next reporting period. Let's call that 6 months. Let's call it a year. Whatever. You need to be in sync with your investment advisor. And if you're not, then you need to make adjustments either in following his or her advice, or in your advisor making adjustments based upon where you think things are going. But you cannot, there can be no daylight between you and your advisor on where you think these markets are going. Because if there is, then neither one of you will take responsibility for the outcome.
You got to be on the same page, you're
Absolutely.
Saying. Okay. Well, Shelley, what about, this is a unique recovery coming out of COVID. What if your advisor says there are some great opportunities that could be here for you and you're just not really on board? And that happens. You get the advisor may recommend a direction that you are just not comfortable with.
Well, if you're not comfortable with it, then, you know, you put it aside and, you know, we're not going to do that, Trump.
Mm, yeah.
However, you make a very good point, because this recovery is so untypical of how markets normally work. There can be some leading and lagging industries where opportunities have either run out and are now normalized, and therefore you should normalize your investment in those industries, and some that you think might be running ahead of the markets over the next 6 or 8 months. That's a great discussion to have with your advisor, because to the extent that you're, again, consistent with your risk tolerance and your ability to absorb losses if you guess wrong, there could be some opportunities in places where you wouldn't, you know, ordinarily look. So that's a very important discussion to have, especially as we take a look and, you know, the Fed is going to issue its minutes from last week's meeting. And, you know, what they're saying is the GDP growth for the rest of the year is going to be even higher than they anticipated. But they're also indicating that it's not going to be broad-based, that it's going to be in industries that have taken the greatest hits. Now, you know, this sounds like market timing, and it is to a certain extent. But more than that, if you and your advisor have a good sense of togetherness on how this economy is going to be recovering, putting a little more money, overweighting is the term that's used, in certain industry segments to take advantage of where you think the marketplace is going to be recovering ahead of other sectors, you know, can make some sense, understanding that those aren't long-term investments necessarily.
What if your investor, Shelley, is steering you in the way of a product that he or she is particularly pushing? What are your thoughts on that?
Different subject entirely.
I know it is.
Absolutely comes up. So if you have an advisor who is pushing you toward products like insurance products,
there you go,
or annuity products, mm-hmm. those are the two that advisors very often will be pushing. Be very careful with that. Get a second opinion. I happen to believe that those are products that can make a lot of sense based upon your individual needs and your long-term goals, but don't do it because somebody's pushing you in that direction. Really research it and make sure that when you get involved in something like this, it's for the long term, not for the short term.
Gut feelings sometimes are right on. And if you have an uneasy feeling about an investor as you walk away after that meeting, maybe you better think twice.
That is so important, Bill. You know, one of the problems with the investor and investment advisor relationship is that it's kind of like a relationship with your doctor or your shrink. Mm-hmm. The advisor has this aura of all-knowingness.
Sure, of course.
You know, they know more than you do. Mm-hmm. And therefore, many investors, many clients that I had were very reluctant to push back and make sure that they were saying all they wanted to say to me about asking questions and about making sure that they were convinced that the advice they were getting from me was good advice. And I encourage investors, I encourage clients to really not be afraid to push back against their advisors when they think that that pushback is advice. Do it in a, you know, a nice,
sure, very,
you know,
friendly way. Of course,
but don't be shy. It is not your job as the client to be shy. It is your job to make sure that when you leave that meeting with your advisor, that you and that advisor have come to a meeting of the minds, and there should be no uneasy feelings in your mind or the advisor's mind about how that meeting went.
Yep. And the bottom line, it's your money.
Absolutely.
Your hard-earned money, and you've put many, many years in many cases into that, perhaps retirement money. So it's yours. Be a very careful steward of that money.
Clearly, shyness is and reticence is not in any way the way to handle a meeting with your advisor.
Good advice. Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Be right back.
Enjoy the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley. Savor the view while sipping on locally brewed craft beer and enjoying gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, at West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley and on the web at noblehops.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, our go-to place for everything green. Green Things is a home of amazing plants. 13 acres over at 3384 East River Road. And all of the plants did a collective sigh when we finally got some rain. So things are looking real good. Greening up over at Green Things. Their website's greenthingsaz.com. And of course, Zocalo Village, all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe is there as well. Their website is ZocaloVillage.com. The Buckmaster Show contributor on the military and foreign affairs, and we're honored to have him on our program every month, retired four-star general John Wickham Jr., who served as the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of the United Nations Command and Commander of the United States Forces in Korea and the 8th Army in Korea. The Army Times has named General Wickham as one of the 10 leaders who most changed the Army. He's joining us now on the live line. General, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Good to talk to you on your wonderful program.
Always a pleasure, sir. Of course, you know, Donald Rumsfeld passed away, the former United States Defense Secretary. What was your relationship with Donald Rumsfeld? I know you knew the man very well.
Well, I was actually military assistant to Jim, his predecessor.
Jim Schlesinger, yeah.
And then when he left, I was going to go back to the Army, but Rumsfeld replaced him, and Rumsfeld really wanted that job, so he engineered the departure of Jim. And so that's how it happened now. I worked for Rumsfeld a little while, but the Army wanted me back. I'd been gone for 3 years, and Rumsfeld asked me, he said, would you stay with me indefinitely? I need a military assistant here. And I said, well, no, I think the Army wants me back. And so I got removed from the job there. But he was an interesting man, very, very, very bright and very organized. And that's one of the things I worried about, because he used to send notes out to his staff in the Department of Defense. And every note required an answer. So when I was going to be one of the jobs, I would have to track those answers. But there were so many notes and so many answers, I couldn't track them all. So he was going to be a difficult person to work for, but very pleasant. And of course, we know all about his history now.
He's very controversial, General Wickham. Generally, in your, it was kind of his way or the highway, wasn't it? Kind of that way with Rumsfeld.
Yes, you're right. You're exactly. It was my way or the highway, and he was very definite in what he wanted. But he clearly knew what he wanted, and so that's why he was one of the reasons I think he engineered that change in jobs. Secretary of Defense was that he wanted to become appointed as vice president, and he thought that getting a little experience as Secretary of Defense would enable him to do that. So I think I saw a note on his desk one day that referred to that process. So that's what he wanted to do.
We are out of Afghanistan, and there's a lot of controversy now about that the Taliban has just been waiting, for this moment. This is a very, very difficult couple of months that we're facing over in Afghanistan, isn't it, General Wickham?
It is, really. And, of course, you know, Bill, your program is wonderful at giving the news. And we've struggled in that. It's the longest war we've ever been in. And there's no solution to it the way we're doing it. Now, one of the things we've got to do, and I mentioned this on your program previously, it's a regional situation there. And if we need to sit down with the Indians,
the Taliban.
The Taliban, the countries that are involved, mm-hmm. the people that are involved, and try to work out a solution. And we've not done that. Our attitude has been, well, we know the answer, and listen to us. Well, that's not going to work. And we've already left the country. And so it's going to be a difficult situation because the Taliban are really going to take over the country and rule it. Now, the difficulty they're going to face is that the Afghan government is not really a government, and they're not really able to negotiate with anybody. So that's going to be difficult, how the Taliban are going to struggle with the government that's in that area. And also the army of Afghanistan, how are they going to work with them? We've trained that army to a degree, and they're not going to be willing to be subservient to the Taliban. So it's going to be a difficult situation. We're likely to have to go back in again the way we did in Iraq.
General Wickham, happy birthday. We passed the 93 mark there in June for you. Congratulations, General Wickham, 93 years old.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's been a wonderful life, and I've enjoyed serving the nation. I love America and just the way you do. And so it's been a wonderful experience, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve you.
Well, thank you very much. One more note about Afghanistan. I was reflecting on this driving into the station today. I wonder when this country is going to learn some lessons. As you know, the French were the predecessors to our involvement in Vietnam. The outcome was not very good, just as it wasn't for the French, for the United States. And then Afghanistan, we used many of the same bases as the Soviets when they pulled out, and now we're gone. And it just it seems like we continue to make these mistakes.
You're right, Bill. And I think it's been sort of not a tradition, but a phenomenon of our foreign policy, that we know the solution, we know the answers. You nations in the Middle East are struggling between Shia and Sunni, and you've got to solve the situation yourself. We can't do it. Oh, we think we can. And that's been the difficulty. We've intervened and gotten involved, and we're not going anywhere in the Middle East. So I think this situation with Afghanistan is a complicated one. And we're going to be involved again and again. Now you can say, well, who's supposed to be involved? Well, regional nations, plus also the United Nations, should be much more of a leadership organization. And we've not contributed that to it because of our attitude that we know the answers and we can solve all your problems ourselves. We can't do that.
That's for sure. General Wickham, always a pleasure. Have a great afternoon, sir. Thank you. We'll talk to you next month. Thanks.
Okay, Bill. God bless.
Thanks a lot, General John Wickham, for his monthly visit with us on the program. Dr. Ray Woosley is next. It's our Your Meds segment. Dr. Woosley coming up right after we take a break in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Back right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
MedCare to You is a new Tucson-based concierge telemedicine urgent care, specializing in caring for our patients in the comfort of your location. We deliver your prescriptions and even provide in-person visits with our dedicated staff. It's convenient, quick, private, and your personal information is always protected. Find out more at MedCare2UAZ.com.
Reed Park Zoo is now open for wildlife walks, a modified guest experience, prioritizing social distancing and safety. To find out more about all the changes and the new safety precautions now in place, visit reedparkzoo.org. The community-approved 10-year master plan ensures that your zoo's future is brighter than ever before. We've missed you, and so have the animals. They're waiting to welcome you back to the Reed Park Zoo.
When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowlands 1 and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
Welcome back. It's a Tuesday afternoon in Tucson, Arizona on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios. Think about Silver City, where it's nice and cool. They've had all sorts of rain over in Silver City, so things are really greening up in the Gila National Forest, Gila National Wilderness, excuse me. Only a three-hour drive from Tucson, so much to do. Great time of year to do some hiking in the Silver City area. And you can start your planning right now by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. It's a mile-high elevation. It's a little over 5,000 to 7,000 feet in the area. So we always say it's going to be cooler, at least 10 degrees cooler over in Silver City than it is in the Tucson area. So you're going to have a great time and enjoy a beautiful area. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. It's time to go to the live line for our Your Med segment featuring Dr. Ray Woosley. The segment is all about your medication and how to take control of your health care. Dr. Woosley is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He's the founder and now president emeritus of the very successful Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley, very much involved in the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. In fact, so successful, the website is visited by several thousand people from 180 countries each day. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Ray Woosley, how are you, Dr. Woosley?
Doing great, Bill. So good to hear your voice again.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. Many people worry about what medicines they take, and then when they find out that maybe the medicine they are taking may contain possible cancer-causing substance, Dr. Woosley, that's a red flag. People get very worried.
They do, and it's a difficult subject to talk about, but I think I always come back and say, remember, these are foreign chemicals. They've been designed and tested, billions of dollars usually spent on each product, and we know what's good about them, and often it takes a while for us to learn if there are problems. And when there are problems, we can't overreact. And my big fear is that people might hear that there's concern about cancer-causing chemicals in their medicines, and they stop taking their medicines that could have saved their life. So it's really important for people to know about these things, but also know the limitations of it and work with their healthcare professionals to get the very best out of their medicines. But be aware that sometimes there are things that are found that need to be dealt with. And the FDA began a few years ago requiring all companies to test their medicines to see if there's any contaminants in them. And they specifically were worried about contaminants. People may have heard about it when there was a big announcement about grilled meat and cooking your meat too hot on a barbecue could cause the formation of nitrosochemicals, nitrosamines, that could cause cancer. And I emphasize the could, because we know that these nitrosamines, if you feed animals very high concentrations for long periods of time, they develop tumors and cancer. And the fear is that they could be causing cancer in humans, especially those that eat too much grilled meat. And some of those same chemicals have been found in some of the medicines that we take. And the FDA has put out warnings, but I don't think the public has really seen these. And as a healthcare professional, I've seen very little information coming across my desk. So I thought it'd be good to point out to people that if you're taking a medication, don't stop, but if that medicine is in one of these categories, then you need to know about it and know what to do about it.
And probably a good starting place, ask your pharmacist if the particular blood pressure medicine, stomach acid blocker, or a diabetic drug is in a recall situation.
Exactly. And they'll have to go online to find out if the medicine that you've been prescribed is in that group. It's not all medicines, all of these medicines, but just certain lots of them, certain production lots that had slightly higher levels than we feel comfortable with of these nitrosamines. But the high blood pressure medicines are valsartan, losartan, irbesartan, and then the stomach acid blocker is one that many people know and take called Zantac or ranitidine. Mm-hmm. And a commonly taken diabetic drug, metformin. And just this week, since you and I last talked, Chantrix, medicine varenicline, is a medicine that people take to help them stop smoking. And that has also been recalled to the warehouses. So if you're taking medicines in those categories, don't stop. Definitely don't throw the medicine down the toilet, because then it's in our drinking water, and that's not what we want. Go to the Disposamed programs that the county runs and safely discard of the medicines if they're in this lot, if they have been recalled, and only your pharmacist can really tell you that.
And you really need to go through and do an inventory on what you've got in the medicine cabinet, Dr. Woosley. Do the inventory, take out what you don't need or no longer using, and then find one of these Disposamed programs in your area.
That's a really important point, Bill, because they found that not only do some of these chemicals show up in these products, the longer they sit on the shelf, the more and more of these chemicals are in the product. So get rid of those discarded and discard those out-of-date medicines that are in your cabinet. Don't think that you're ever going to take them again because they may really cause harm.
And the stuff they find in the aquifer and the when they do these water samples, it's amazing how much drug usage is in that in the water supply, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, there's some antidepressants that are in the water that are you don't want to be taking those.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure. We will direct people to the crediblemeds.org website. Great information over there. Dr. Woosley, hope to talk to you again very soon. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Dr. Ray Woosley, always a pleasure to have on the Buckmaster Show. That's going to wrap it up for our Tuesday edition. Kind of a shortened week because we did take the three-day holiday. But we're back in the saddle and raring to go here on the Buckmaster Show. We've got Steve Christie, Pima County Supervisor, joining us tomorrow, and the former health director for the state of Arizona. Will Humble will be with us. Lot to ask Will about concerning the Delta variant. That's on the program tomorrow. Then we can now announce it. Regina Romero sits down one-on-one with me, the mayor of Tucson, on Thursday's program. So that should be very interesting. On behalf of John Couch, engineering and producing the show, making sure everything's running on time, and we are out of time. Have a great afternoon. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.